and so concludes the story that ends properly and prim. Cause if we should continue, it turns out rather grim, with an evil individual who sundered life from limb and never seems to use his patronym. He almost died in childhood, delicate and lame, till one Christmas an unexpected benefactor came. With expensive medication that restored his ambulation, but also did a number on his brain and made him criminally insane. Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim. He went by Jack the Ripper, killing ladies of the night. Then he built a lab in Ireland to invent potato blight. Posed as a mechanic on the hull of the Titanic and put explosive barbells in its gym. He snuck Lenin into Russia and shot the Romanovs. He sold mustard gas to Prussia to give Frenchmen nasty coughs. Taught Goebbels to hate Jews and saved Hitler from Tom Cruise. And then he bombed Pearl Harbor on a whim by impersonating Hirohito. Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim. He was last seen in Cambodia. He joined the Khmer Rouge. Every skull was dedicated. This is for Uncle Scrooge. I'm off next to Rwanda. My sympathetic stooge will fill up all the abattoirs to the brim. Now he's devastating millions like an Allosaurus Rex with by unleashing every virus he can get from monkey sex. Did you ever guess Ebola stands for Ebenezer? Oh la la, the surplus population needs a trim. So a mandrill's getting mandrilled by Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim. Now everyone debates, if you could build a time machine, would you go back and murder Tiny Tim before he got so mean? Smash his brain in with that cane, stuck his head in the latrine, and burn him in a vat of gasoline. There's no need to get temporal if you heed the story's moral. Happy endings are deceitful, keep your Ebenezers evil. Obey your corporate masters, or you might unleash disasters like Tiny, Tiny Tim. Bless us, everyone.